am Sam, speaking from a new state of awareness. As I listened to a coffee and question segment hosted by Steve and Barbara Rother while trying to finally sleep, it occurs to me that many others experience what seems to be never-ending and, in fact, ever-increasing ascension symptoms. Welcome to the 2011 Roller Coaster Ascension Ride. Some of these ascension symptoms are ones I've lived with for many years, while others are very new to me. Surprisingly, some do not seem to disappear after processing and transmuting whatever comes to me, but occur most during times of earth changes, solar flares, or geomagnetic activity. Sometimes these symptoms appear during a night of restless sleep, where I am up repeatedly, remembering what some people refer to as very vivid dreams. My past articles note dreams consist of time spent on other realms, messages from source, and what our brain processes of daily activities. It is clear to me that many of my dreams consist of time spent on other realms. Yes, I am working in my sleep, connecting other parts of me, and communicating the message of oneness to all. It is the reason why many more hours than usual are spent in bed. I have become accustomed to living on the edge and keeping odd hours, so it no longer concerns me. Doing transformational work and clearing dark energies now seems like the natural thing to do. Explaining my lifestyle to others, without a clue of what is occurring, is now quite another matter. Physical symptoms vary widely. It makes no difference to me why they occur. My concern is dealing with them. Generally, the symptoms decrease when I take time to sit or walk in nature. Other grounding techniques include placing your tongue flat on the roof of your mouth. Ever notice this upon awakening? Forming a circle with your forefingers and index fingers, and looking out of your third eye. Always drink plenty of good quality water, eat healthy foods, go with the flow, and breathe. The physical symptoms I'm listing are the ones this physical body is aware of. Undoubtedly, there are many others, including emotional, mental, and psychic symptoms. The list includes what I do, if anything, in addition to the above, to alleviate symptoms. Some of these are issues experienced throughout the years, while others are fairly new to me. Nerve issues, times where it feels like burning, as in hot feet or pinching about the legs, are new to me this year. Some of these symptoms have been so severe at times that family members, if they'd known, would have insisted I visit a medical facility. Since I am pretty much out of the sick care system, it is not a preferred course of action for me. Of course, if you feel inclined, please seek medical or dental assistance, for this advice is purely based on my own experience. Body aches and pains seem to be quite common, particularly in the beginning of my ascension symptoms. They were mainly in my body, joints, and spine, and things that I did to try and alleviate them was to lie or sit on a biomat, and you can find information on biomat at biomat.com. That's biomat.com. I also took a lot of Epsom salt baths, which really seemed to help. Ascension diarrhea I got very, very rarely, but when I did, it was usually watery and explosive. I replaced potassium. Replacing lost potassium. Whenever you have a fluid loss, you lose potassium. So you want to make sure that you either eat a banana or drink orange juice. I drink the orange juice with added calcium, vitamin D, and some pulp. And you can also drink V8 or tomato juice or eat other high potassium foods such as tomatoes or broccoli, but they don't have as high of a potassium content. Ascension flu, it's different than the typical flu that a lot of people get. I've just rested and made sure that I had a lot of fluids. Haven't had that for quite some time, many years. Abnormal body coolness, which tends to happen a lot after abnormal hot flashes. But for the body coolness, it's all over the entire body, and I've taken hot baths and again sat or laid on a biomat. For the abnormal hot flashes, they radiate from the chest area. I've used a cold washcloth on the chest. Breathing changes, different kinds of breathing changes. You might find yourself breathing fast or breathing slowly or seeming to breathe rhythmically, but it's not something that you're consciously aware of doing. Just stay calm and continue to breathe. For the burning feet, it's usually on the bottom of the feet, and I've used ice packs on the bottom of my feet. Coughing and sneezing, the only thing I've found to do with that is to stay calm and breathe. If my throat seems to be a little irritated, I might stick in a cough drop and suck on a cough drop. Dizziness and loss of balance, particularly at night when I get up to go to the bathroom after those very vivid dreams, I just grip the walls. If it happens during the days, you can grip the walls to go outside and sit or walk in nature. Just kind of sit down in nature until you get your equilibrium and then go for a little walk. Ear and hearing issues seem to be common. Popping inside of the ear, a lot of drainage in the ear, just kind of like a clear fluid, and ringing. That ringing sometimes seems to be persistent. Fortunately, mine is going away, so have faith. This too shall pass. Q-tips are my friend. I carry them with me in my pockets, usually wherever I go. Electrical-like vibrations, kind of like feeling like you're being plugged into a light socket. This can happen, has happened to me, and I've heard to some other people as well. Just stay calm and breathe and go with the flow. It's a very, very short symptom. Doesn't last for long. Maybe less than a minute. Frequent urination usually occurs with disturbed sleep. Just make sure to replace potassium and drink plenty of fluids. Heart irregularities are common. You might feel like you've got pain in your heart. Your heart might beat really fast. A number of other heart irregularities. Just stay calm and breathe. Again, if you have medical conditions or you feel uncomfortable and you think you need medical assistance, seek it out. Intestinal issues seem to be very common as well. Gas, bloating, discomfort. I found that you can just stay calm and breathe and it goes away eventually. Usually doesn't last for very long. I used to chew on Tums and that helped. And I've heard that some people have taken bacon soda, a teaspoon of bacon soda and a glass of water. But I've just not used anything because they pass rather quickly. Insomnia, disturbed sleep. I will, after a few hours, if I can't sleep, I'll get up and take a magnesium tablet, 250 milligrams, with orange juice with added calcium and vitamin D. Itching, tingling scalp on the top of the head normally. This will pass, doesn't last for very long. It's not a big concern. Middle back pain in the middle of the back. What I do is I have a large palm-sized crystal and I just lie on my stomach and place it in the middle of my back. For motion sickness and nausea, you can take 250 milligrams of powdered ginger. You can get that in any health food store. Organ flutters, like when your liver or your stomach just seem to be pulsating unusually. Just stay calm and breathe. It doesn't last for very long. Profound exhaustion, just sleep as needed. I know some people can't sleep as needed. Do what you can to get you through the day and just get home and sleep. And don't worry about cleaning the house or doing anything else, because it just really doesn't matter. What matters is that you take care of your physical body. That's what matters. Restless body syndrome is kind of like restless leg syndrome, only it happens throughout the entire body. Very bothersome. You can't sleep. One of the things that I have tried that seems to be successful is I take 2 omega-369 capsules, and they're 1,000 milligrams, and I have them with a tall glass of orange juice, and it really seems to help me. Sensitivity to sound, smell, and taste. Get used to it, because it doesn't seem to be going away. Every once in a while it'll pop up. It's a reoccurring thing. Skin rashes, I don't worry about them. They started with me on my face. Kind of looked like the chicken pox, but it wasn't, and it passed in a couple of days. Teeth and sinus issues seem to be common. This too will pass, unless of course it's a dental issue, and I have been known to have dental issues. So I do usually get it checked out if it continues for a couple of days. Unusual headaches, a lot of people call these migraines. I do admit to taking a pill. This is about the only thing that I might take a medical, I don't even know what you call it anymore. I'm at a loss. Just a pain pill. Vision changes. I've gotten used to the vision changes. You might see things. Sometimes you can see the stuff of matter floating in the universe in front of you. You might see flashes of light. I did once go to get my eyes checked out because I was seeing the flashes of lightning quite a bit, and one of my good friends had just been operated on for retinal detachment, and so it was a concern. And I went and specifically told the optometrist that I was reading A Course in Miracles and it was associated with seeing flashes of lightning. And when my test was through, he told me that that was probably what it was. But again, seek medical attention if you feel that it's necessary. For the nausea and the motion sickness, instead of the powdered ginger, you can also try ginger tea made from fresh ginger root. To make the tea, add about a 1-inch piece of peeled and sliced ginger to 1 quart of water, and then boil it for 5 to 15 minutes. Depending upon the strength and type of ginger used, 20 to 50 drops of tincture is also used to make tea. And the taste of ginger tea may be improved by adding a touch of honey and lemon slices. So that's about it. I sure hope that these help you. I know that they have helped me. Until next time, shine on, bright light.